Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
What?
What's been happening to you in those years? Have things changed for the better?
Yes, they have. They've changed.
For the better?
For the better. They changed.
Now, I remember when you came. Last time, you said things are going to change.
Yeah.
Did they?
They have. I'll tell you what, Terry.
They haven't changed.
Words are right out of my mouth. Thanks to you and the little old lady in Bournemouth.
Who, Des O'Connor?
You know, eh? No, being seriously, Terry, yeah. they have really changed for me, and everything's going fine now, you know? And the dog's come back now.
Is there any danger with the return to the top of you becoming respectable?
What?
Are you going to be different? I mean, are you going to come out and when people ask you questions,
yes,
you've got to answer the questions that you're asked?
Yeah.
When? Well, how soon can we expect this minor miracle?
Now.
Have you had much of a Christmas day so far?
Well, I stuffed a turkey. I've got to kill it first, you know what I mean?
That's one way to kill it.
Yes. Oh, Paxo!
What about presents? What did you do on Christmas? What did you do this morning? Did you get up early and make sure the kids have their presents? And
yeah, I got up. I fed the parrot.
Well, it is Christmas as well,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. I've got a parrot called Margaret.
It's her Christmas as well?
Yeah. Who we named after Lenny Bennett's wife, Maggie. And, you know, not at all, not at all, not at all. And, I bought the dog a bone. I give the dog a bone, and the dog went, what's there? I said, it's a bone. Oh. And then I woke the kids up, and they said, you know, what do you want? And I said, oh, oh, oh!
What about your own Christmases as a kid in Liverpool? Did you have a...
No, not really. I mean, most people, you know, well, my mates were very poor kids, you know. And, we used to go to the docks, you know, and rob things. And, you know, to keep me mum, give her a few bob, like, you know. And I was going past, there was always a policeman on the gate. And he said, hey, what have you got under your arm? I said, ears, what have you got, feathers? You've got lovely eyes. Thank
you. Most of your musical impressions,
yeah,
seem to be based on stars of the 60s.
Oh, by the way, I bought you a pair of shoes for Christmas. Yeah.
Socks.
I bought you a pair of socks.
You gotta go with the trousers.
Sorry. You couldn't massage that foot there, could you? They're warm, aren't they? They're all right, aren't
they? Yeah. No, but seriously.
Yes.
Most of your impersonations, your impressions, are based on the 60s, aren't they?
Sorry?
Do you never feel? It's certainly a far cry from Sophia Loren, I'll tell you that. Most of your impersonations are based, aren't they? Can I try your shoe?
You're fitting.
On the 60s. Do you ever...
You won't get them on.
Feel.
I've only got little feet.
How do you work in these?
Huh? They're not walking shoes, they're for riding. You can't walk in them.
Very, very pretty. Thank you.
Just hang on a minute. I've got a call coming through. Hello?
Hello, Joe. Where are you going?
Back in 5 minutes. Okay.
All right, then. Ciao.
Bye.
Can you do that with any shoe?
Only with that one. Hello?
Hello, John, where are you going?
That one's... Hello? Hello?
You have another shoe.
See?
That's what would you get? What would you get on there?
This one. Hello?
Hello, there.
It's a soul singer.
Where do you go from here? What now? Would you like to
seriously?
Do, yeah. Okay. Would you like to do live television? Would you like to continue doing what you do successfully, cabaret? Would you like to take over a theatre? Where do you see Freddie Starr going from here?
I'd like to do films, British films.
Don't you?
I've written 3 film scripts already since I last saw you. And, that's true, actually. It is true.
But traditionally, I mean. With the greatest respect to Morecambe and Wise and to Cannon and Bourke, mm-hmm. when they have made the transition, and Tony Hancock even, when they made the transition into film, it wasn't always successful.
No, it depends what script you've got. I mean, you know, if you've got a good script, then you can work off it. And it's how you perform, you see. If you're, say, I was doing a scene with you and I was talking like this, you know, yes, of course, I know that, yes. And you speak to me and ask me a question.
But seriously, Freddie, how are you...
Yes? It's doing things with props. Do you understand? That's props. Using, as you're acting, using things.
It's make BBC people laugh. Props. You've turned into BBC props.
I'm very sorry, Terry. I'm humble.
Yeah. So you should be. Yeah.
But,
So it's making films for you?
I'd like to make films, yes. And I'd like to wish the whole world that we live on, you know, because we don't live that long, you know. And I'd just like to wish everybody, you know, a very happy Christmas. And I hope people stop being silly and stop killing each other and doing daft things, you know.
I wish you a happy Christmas as well.
Thank you very much, Steve, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Freddie Starr, who's always welcome here. You had a short burst of some of his finest operatic arias.